Sometimes when we make a statement, people know that we don't really mean it literally, or just as a metaphor or a symbol. So if a kid says, "Mom, when is supper? I'm dying of hunger." "You're dying? Really?" Or in honor of the new school year, "My backpack weighs a ton." "A ton? I'm never going to graduate if I don't pass my English class." Well, that one might be true, actually. But sometimes when we make a statement, people know we don't mean it as a literal statement. But what about this one? "Unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you." Literally or symbolically? Doesn't it seem more likely that a backpack would weigh a ton than that Jesus would command us to eat his flesh and drink his blood? And yet, as we take a closer look, we realize that that is precisely what he is commanding us today. And we realize that by understanding how those words were said, how those words were heard, and how those words were fulfilled. First, let's think about how those words were said. At the beginning of our gospel today, when Jesus asks them to eat his flesh, the Greek word, the New Testament was written in Greek, the New Testament word is like the word eat. But as he gets farther into the passage, the word he chooses is in fact much more graphic than that. In fact, in English, it could be translated more like to chew or to gnaw. Hardly symbolic language Jesus is using. But when we think about the words he said, not just the word he chose, but how he said it, or how many times he said it. In fact, to help us to realize how much he emphasized this, I'm going to read just 4 verses from our gospel today. But each time that we hear a reference to his flesh as food or to his blood as drink, we're going to stand up and then sit back down. Okay? You ready for that? So when we hear a reference to eating Jesus' flesh as food or drinking his blood as drink, we're going to stand up and then sit back down. Just four verses. So I'll start with verse 53. Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food." Yeah, that counts. "And my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my," you can just stay standing, "whoever and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him." I think you get the point, don't you? 8 times in 4 verses, Jesus comes back to the importance of eating his flesh and drinking his blood. You wouldn't repeat something that many times if you just meant it as a metaphor, would you? But we realize that not only in how those words were said, but also in how those words were heard, do we get a cue of what Jesus means. You know, when the child says, "I'm so hungry, Mom, I'm dying of hunger." I mean, if Mom thought he was serious, she'd call an ambulance, right? Well, when the disciples heard Jesus in the gospel today, their response was sort of like calling an ambulance. What did they say today? "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Yeah, they heard what you heard. And then still coming in our gospel next Sunday, they say, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" And many of his disciples left because Jesus commanded them to eat his flesh and drink his blood. Would they have left if he only meant it as a symbol? Would they have questioned it if he only meant it as a metaphor? They heard what you heard, what I heard, that he meant it for real. But then and finally, in addition to how it was said and how it was heard, we can have confidence in its meaning based on how it was fulfilled. Because the disciples might have said, "Well, I think Jesus was serious. We're supposed to eat his flesh and drink his blood, but that's impossible. How will that happen?" Until the Last Supper, when Jesus took bread in his hands and he said, "This is my body." And then he took a cup of wine in his hands and he said, "This is the chalice of my blood." And then what seemed like impossible became possible. For our Lord Jesus didn't say, "This is a symbol of my body," or "This is a symbol of my blood." He said, "What I commanded you," in what we now know as John chapter 6, "is now what you can and must do." Are you really going to die of hunger if you don't get a snack? I don't suppose. Does your backpack really weigh a ton? Not yet. But pass your English class this year. But did Jesus really mean that we should eat his flesh and drink his blood? Well, apparently, based on how those words were said, how those words were heard, and how those words were fulfilled. In fact, once more, those words are said and heard and fulfilled here this morning.